This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Jefferson County commissioners are out talking to investors, pushing a revised plan which would allow the county to exit bankruptcy by the end of the year. It's a major accomplishment given that rising interest rates made a previous plan unworkable, but Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald says it's too early to say mission accomplished. We talk with him now as we do most Thursdays. And John, thanks for coming by.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, what does have to happen for the county to meet this December deadline to exit bankruptcy?
Well, first of all, we have to have a judge to sign off on it, and then, of course, they have to issue these warrants. And this, and then perhaps most touchy of all is we have to convince people in the world to buy them, and that, as you said, is why they're putting together campaigns to sell Jefferson County and to make people more comfortable in our warrants.
So they've got to sell these sewer warrants. They've got to have a judge that's got to approve the plan. How likely do you think this is to happen in this time frame?
Well, I mean, it's difficult to say because if something were to happen in Japan or Syria that affected the the market, then this thing could blow up in our face, and it wouldn't happen if for some reason people universally become skeptical of them. That could throw another wrench in it. But honestly speaking, barring some kind of catastrophe, I think it's likely to go forward.
Well, assuming that it does go forward, it does happen. Why, in your view, can't we unfurl this mission accomplished banner?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of questions. I mean, first of all, I mean, the obvious is just the sheer amount of rate increases. We have guaranteed rate increases every year for 40 years, which will push it, into hundreds of percentage points for people who are already paying rates that border on the reasonable. And so it's difficult there, and it's hard to see that will be doable in a system that's not growing. Also, we have situations within the structure of the warrants in 10 years that just raise questions about whether they really are financially doable for this system.
Well, there has been a lot of attention about sewer rate increases, how much they'll rise in the coming decades. But I guess, what other options are there? I mean, this consensus seems to be sewer rates have to rise for us to get out of bankruptcy.
Yeah, anybody who thinks that sewer rates are not going to rise, bringing us out of bankruptcy, is delusional, frankly. I mean, they are going to go up. I mean, the question is, should there be clean water fees to attach? Because really, it does put the onus on paying it only to those people in the city of Birmingham that are on the sewer, and they are not really the only ones who contribute to the problem. There are a lot of those issues, but frankly, the question of rates is just a part of it.
Well, how do we look at this deal then? I mean, is this just simply the best we can hope for? This is some fiscal medicine we just have to take. How do we sum this up?
Well, it is in a way fiscal medicine. I mean, and we voted for Larry and Mary and Gary and the rest of those guys, and we end up where we are, and we do have to pay to get out of that. But ultimately, what we're really going to have to look at is 10 years down the road, before all the really egregious parts of this deal take over, we're going to have to renegotiate it when we're in a better position to do it. And, that's the same kind of thing that Larry Langford said when they entered into these things. So there is risk attached to it, but we're in a position where we are doing the same thing and hoping for the best.
Also this morning, Birmingham is getting closer to having a renovated and reopened Lyric Theater downtown. It's an eye-catching part of the city center's redevelopment, but as history comes alive again in the Lyric Theater, it's pushing aside another bit of Birmingham culture in the form of the Lyric Hot Dog and Grill. John, what's happening here?
Oh, the Lyric. Lyric is one of those unique Birmingham hot dog places, been around since 1957, and because of architectural plans and ADA compliance issues and those sorts of things, there's just not room at the Lyric for the Lyric hot dogs. And so yet another Birmingham hot dog establishment, dwindling in number now, is going to go out of business.
Well, hot dogs are that big of a deal?
Hot dogs are that big of a deal. People don't understand the Birmingham hot dog. A couple of decades ago, there were dozens of places downtown, or more than a dozen places downtown. And through one situation like this or another, they ended up being pushed away. And Birmingham hot dogs are if you haven't been around here, you know, George Saris at the fish market likes to say that the Birmingham hot dog is like Cincinnati's chili. It's like Philadelphia's cheesesteak. And it's one of those things that we embrace as part of our culture. And now we're watching them slip away.
Well, even though people are saddened by this, is there, you know, something wrong here? I mean, this just seems like the up and downs in the marketplace.
Well, I mean, there's a market for the hot dogs. People line up to get the hot dogs. And I think that that's in the context of this, that's what kind of bothers me. Because a few years ago, you had the city of Birmingham who kicked Jimmy's hot dogs out, for instance, in a parking deck to revitalize that. And that space has been empty for 9 years now. This, Tony's Terrific, I think, had the same problem. I mean, time after time, people have renovated buildings, gotten rid of the hot dog vendors, and never put anybody back in. And it just seems to be a story that repeats.
So is there a lesson here around this Lyric situation, the Lyric Theater and the Lyric Hot Dog and Grill?
Well, I mean, there's you know, the way I look at it is that there's more to history than buildings. And we have to value the things that make us who we are. And despite the nitrates and the fat and the calories, hot dogs in Birmingham are one of the things that make us who we are.
John Archibald is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays in the Birmingham News and online anytime at al.com. John, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.